This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, right back where we started from, it seems. Another week is over, and we have the opportunity to go through the big stories of the week in the News Talk Radio field. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both members of the DJV show. We normally on the program, we devote ourselves to lots of different things, but this time, this is a specific hour devoted to the 10 top stories, in this instance, the week of October 12th to the 16th. Also, the people list. Don't often get to the people list, but they're usually part and parcel of the stories. And sometimes I want to change it up a little bit. Sometimes we start at the end with number 10. Sometimes we start at number 1. Sometimes we start in the middle. I do want to start at number 1 this week as we turn our attention at least for a moment or two, away from the presidential race. But then when you get right down to brass tacks, it seems that it sort of plays into the presidential race, doesn't it, ladies? Under the circumstances, the confirmation hearings, people paying attention to it, are we going to decide who we're voting
on
for president?
You're talking about the number one story of the week, which was Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, which lasted Monday through Thursday, and were a lot different in tone, I think, than the Brett Kavanaugh hearings were last time around. Certainly, there were less personal attacks, although there were a few. But I think it does have tentacles, certainly, into the election. You have Democrats who are making the argument that this is too fast and that this is something that shouldn't be rushed through. You have Republicans saying that this is a perfectly fair process. I think most people agree that Amy Coney Barrett is smart and qualified. The question is, should she be advanced to the Supreme Court? And it looks like now she probably will be. Her hearing or her committee vote date is the 20th. Seconds, so she'll be voted out of committee at that point from the Senate Judiciary to a full Senate vote, which Mitch McConnell says will probably happen the week of October 26th. Another issue to come from this is sort of the retribution angle, which is Chuck Schumer and some of the Democrats saying, well, if Republicans do this, then we're going to pack the court if we win power. And that means adding justices to the Supreme Court. Right now there are 9. You would probably see an additional 3 that would be added to the court because you can't you have to boost it up by 2 or 3. And so
who was the last president? Because I know throughout the hearings it's come out that multiple presidents have done this in the past.
No one's actually packed. So nobody is this. The Supreme Court has been 9 for 184 years. And FDR, I think, tried to do this and it failed miserably because it's just not popular with the American people. And
not a good idea.
Yeah, and the reason people say it's not a good idea, because if, let's just say, everything turns over into Democrats' hands after November 3rd, if they decide that they're just going to kind of go freewheeling and start to add justices to the court, eventually a new election will come along, conservatives will win and have control,
then
and then
no
they'll add.
To have a Supreme Court. The
correct.
Supreme Court becomes useless. There's
if
no
you have a Supreme Court of 50,
court.
How effective is it?
Well, so, it isn't that, Jennifer. It's that it becomes political, like everything else. And the Supreme Court is supposed to be sans politicization.
Right.
And that's why all this hoopla. Where do we find good justices that are not political? I don't want to know what your socials. I don't want to know.
Well, and that's
because
kind
it ought
what
not to be
Amy
a
Barrett
feature
was
of the discussion.
Yeah, Amy was like
consideration.
This week, Judge Barrett said, you know, it doesn't matter what I think in my personal life. It doesn't matter what justices
think. But then why has she written so many public opinions? And
well,
she has signed
all
on,
the judges
you know,
have done that. Look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, she worked for the ACLU. I mean, my goodness. But that's okay. In her personal time, you can do all of that stuff. When it comes to you as a jurist,
no, I don't think you
can. Want
I think
to
you
apply
be disqualified.
The law. So then you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have been disqualified from the Supreme Court?
ACLU connections, it makes
well,
it very
you're a
obvious
lawyer,
what he's thinking. No.
Well, No,
and
but
Amy
if you're
Comey, all these
if
people
that's who you're working for, well, yeah. Okay. So then, my only thing is, yes, do I think she's intelligent? From what I saw, sure. Do I think she's the best, brilliant, most brilliant legal mind in the country? No. And the thing that the thing for me, and I don't care what, take away all of the political stuff and all of her personal views on abortion and everything else, which she's made very clear. I don't think she's qualified because she's only been a judge for 3 years. She has not had the casework that I believe it should be held to that standard. Brett Kavanaugh himself said that Merrick Garland was one of the most qualified people in the country to be on the Supreme Court, and we didn't even give him a hearing. We didn't even give him a chance.
Because
and now this woman who's only been a judge for 3 years gets
but it
to
has
be
nothing
pushed
to do
through
it.
In days.
Let's
it's
be,
ridiculous.
Let's be really clear, though. It had nothing to do with whether or not Merrick Garland was qualified. No one ever cracked at his qualifications. The difference is that during...
It's a sad missed opportunity.
During
even Brett Kavanaugh said he was so brilliant.
During the election year, when you have one party in the White House and another party in the Senate, that there's no precedence for hearings ever going through. When you have the same party in the White House and the same party in the Senate, there are instances when this has happened. I think it's happened 8 other times before.
This is ruining our country, this kind of stuff. Ruining it. Ruining it for our next generations. It is. It's just everything's politics. Nothing is judged on the merits. It's asinine, and it's incredible that we're getting to this point. All right, so let's get to the dueling town halls. Number two is the presidential race, and there are a lot of issues that go along with it. So what came out of these town halls, one on ABC, one on NBC, one with Biden, one with Trump? So what did we learn that was shocking, news-making, and would change people's minds about who they're going to vote for? Ladies?
I don't know if it's going to change anybody's mind. I mean, from my perspective, what I've seen in the coverage is that the first 20 minutes of Trump's town hall was actually a debate with Savannah Guthrie, and she was asking him hard questions about white supremacy and about taxes and all of this stuff, and then finally they allowed some of the people from the crowd to ask a few questions, but it really turned into more of a debate between Guthrie
and
Trump.
Wasn't a town hall meeting then, really.
On the other side, George Stephanopoulos was asking Joe Biden what people consider to be very softball questions,
of
and
course
didn't
he
even
was.
Ask him once to comment on the story about Hunter Biden, his son, and to deny or to avow it. He also allowed Biden to get away with not answering again on whether or not Joe Biden supports court packing. And Biden said, you know what, I've made up my decision. It depends on how they handle this, and I'll let you know.
He said that he would say before the election that I think he is
too
moderate
and
too conservative.
Now.
I don't. He has not been in favor of it in the past. I do not think that he is going to pack the court. What I do think might happen, there is already a bill that I think it passed through the House or it's making its way through the ranks. But I do think the issue of term limits for the Supreme Court members, I think that is probably going to be a realistic thing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked about that for many years. She said, look, I'm happy that it doesn't exist because I want to keep serving as long as I can, but I understand that it would make sense if it does exist. So this new bill has been proposed. It's an 18-year term limit. So I think maybe instead of packing the court, having term limits
would probably be considered unconstitutional. Would it go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, right. Right? Yeah, would it end up there? I don't know. Huh? That's a good question. Well, I don't know, because it would be a law. It would have to be a new law that would be passed.
I don't know how we're so comfortable with the hypocrisy that we're seeing play out in this presidential race. I understand.
Hypocrisy everywhere. It's not just this race. It's been things have been completely the mess that's created by the lopsided judgment, if that's what you want to call it, whether it's the news media, public institutions. We live in an era of political correctness and naysay, and we just don't live in a free society anymore. We're not free.
But
we're
how
not.
Do we ever, I mean, really, I go back to this. How do we ever find truth if we now glaringly see that the mainstream news media is in the tank for a candidate? How do we do that?
I don't know that you do. I think that's part of the problem.
How do people who watch Fox News all day long, I mean, how do they get
any proof? Fox News against everybody else. Fox News, I think, does a far better job of presenting both sides. At least,
what?
When was the last time you watched it?
I actually...
they have Democrats on every single day. When was the last time you saw a
Republican? So I
want
to go to some... Here is a standard that I'm very upset to see weakened. C-SPAN has suspended Steve Scully.
There's another one.
Now,
should have. That guy is a big lying phony. And by the way, Trump called him out, and everybody said, Trump's being crazy. There's Trump again, fake narrative. And Trump was right again. Steve Scully, who is supposed to be the debate moderator and a serious journalist on C-SPAN, wrote a tweet, and he's so old he didn't know how to do it, wrote a tweet to Scaramucci that he thought was private, Anthony Scaramucci, who hates Trump, to try to figure out how to deal with Trump. I'm sorry, Steve Scully, you need to deal with a guy named the Mooch to help you figure out what to do with President Trump.
What do you mean, what to do with him? I don't know.
He was asking for advice about Trump from the Mooch. He was asking for how to handle him. What can I throw at him? And then, Steve Scully said when the tweet came out and was made public, he said, oh, my computer was hacked. That wasn't really me. And conservatives, my friend Sebastian Gorka said, I believe him. Steve Scully's a good guy. I believe him. Trump came out and said, this is fishy. He's lying. And everybody jumped all over Trump and said he's lying and being Trump again. And guess what? He was lying and it smells fishy. And apparently he's used this before.
Well, once in a while, Trump would get it right.
Three times.
All right, we're in the overview, the throes of talking about the big stories. And number one, number two, number three we're going to do next, which is an overview of where we are with the COVID situation. High-profile COVID patients are getting a lot of publicity. We'll get to that as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more with the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
The charts for the week of October 12th to the 16th, that's the focal point of our discussion here on the Talk Radio Review, where it's now 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us now to get back into the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find them listed there every week, all the stories and the people. Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television as well. All the focus on what has now become, without question, the most significant format on the radio and in podcasting. Spoken words. And the info about what we are, we're into this stuff big time, all these conversations. 30% increase year over year listening to this format. So congratulations to you for listening and all of us for doing this stuff. Number three. Well, I didn't think that's. I think that's good.
Oh, the humble brag is.
Okay. Humble.
Congratulations to you for getting to hear how great we are.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my God.
Round of applause for us. Okay, the coronavirus is at number three. Apparently, there are at least three cases linked to the Biden campaign and to Kamala Harris. Yes, is that what the is that the most high profile COVID case of the week? Two,
yeah.
Three.
There's a third now. Yeah, okay. It was the communications director, someone that must have worked on the plane. Victoria and I were speculating. We think maybe it's the pilot or somebody, because they say it's someone who had contact, not close contact, but and wasn't on the campaign, I guess, on the payroll. And now there's a third coronavirus case that's linked to the Biden campaign, again on the side of, I guess it's, let's see, it was two additional operations people, so maybe another person involved with the travel, along with the top aide to Kamala Harris. So they've all contracted it. She's getting tested, obviously, as you would, and I guess just suspending her campaign through Monday, and then she'll be back on the campaign trail again.
as a blend of sort of three and four. Four has to do with health care. Did you know? I remember we talked about this early on, and then it didn't go anywhere. Now it's back on the surface. How your blood type may predict whether you get COVID or not.
Didn't work for me.
But
if, what's your blood type? I don't know mine, so.
I'm O positive.
Really? I'm type A positive, and according to this information, A or AB are the most susceptible to getting it. And so it hasn't gotten to me. I think it's it may be part and parcel of what goes on. But if you have a strong immune system, again, you're not going to have a problem with this.
Well, that's not true because I know that you think that. It's not.
You
because people with strong immune systems have still gotten the virus. It doesn't mean
they've died
Superman.
From it. The people who will die, I guess maybe I should clarify, you're not going to die from COVID if you have a strong immune system.
The fatality rate is very low when it comes to coronavirus. But, yeah. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just...
Yeah, the comorbidity thing is really more of of a concern. But just saying that you have a strong immune system doesn't mean that you can't ingest the virus if someone coughs on you and has it.
And get it, yeah, right, that's true. So what about the protective measures that we're all taking? Are people more wearing masks? Or are they getting more fussy about the kind of masks that they wear? Or I was talking about being in a farm auction last weekend, and half the people there had masks on and half of them didn't. And it was a large gathering of hundreds of people. Would you say, Victoria?
I think that's except for New York City, where everyone has to wear a mask. I think that the half and half thing seems to be at least what I've seen
pretty normal
in New Jersey. Well, it's not. I don't agree with it, but it's just that people are getting lax, and we're seeing the numbers go up. The latest epidemiology report from this week is there's only one state that didn't have an increase or remained at a higher level, and that was Texas. And that's because Texas got hit so hard later, much later on, that the numbers had no place to go but down.
Yeah.
So only Texas is going down. I think there were 11 states that stayed at the same level, and every other state had a spike. So
Dateline Los Angeles, the mayor compares the people who are homeless to horse manure. Film at 11. How'd that go over, Jennifer? This is a countdown.
Well, surprisingly, the media didn't pick it up, so he didn't have to answer for it. But yeah,
really?
It's not the best look.
To make a lot of noise there on KCAA in the Inland Empire. Hello, are you listening there? Mayor Garcetti says homeless people are horse.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal ICE agents have started cracking down on sanctuary cities.
The results of a new immigration and customs enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Got my mind on my money and money on my mind, as millions of unemployed Americans are waiting for Washington to get the stimulus package done. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speak daily. At the same time, Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on a new standalone bill to refund the Paycheck Protection Program on Monday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, here at your service going through the stories according to talkers. These are the top 10 stories of the week that have taken most of the oxygen out of the room when it comes to conversation, what you're listening to. And at number 5, I guess I'll review the top 4. The Barrett confirmation hearings, number 1. Presidential race, number 2. COVID, and who's getting it, et cetera, number 3. We're on the health care and meds line now. We were talking about the fact that if you have type A or AB blood, you might be more susceptible to this sort of thing. And then we get into was that argument on the air or off the air about having a strong immune system.
On the air.
It was on the air. Good. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Do you want to do another humble brag?
Sure. Why not? Okay. So the economy is number 5. I don't know how you two are feeling it, or your friends, people that you know, people that you work with, but it seems to me, like most everything else, this has become so politicized. I guess the other question is, where would we be without the stimulus packages? And even though they're at gridlock now, think about where poor countries are, where people don't have the government to rely on, and what may be going on there. This could be the end of the world for a lot of, we talk about the stats here, how many people have died, da-da-da-da-da, and it's horrible, the numbers are awful, but we're not tracking how this stuff is affecting people in third world countries. For the most part, you know, they don't have the ability to do what the West does, and to a lesser extent, I mean, what have the Russians done, what have the Chinese done to protect their people? I mean, most people are paid by the government anyway in those two countries, so maybe this doesn't make any difference. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I don't know if it does. And I don't know if you're looking at the Chinese government to hand a stimulus to people. I mean,
right.
You know, it's a much
different
system.
Is just in a capitalistic society.
Yeah, of course.
We would expect to have that kind of focus because business is so important. And by the way, there are a lot of businesses. These guys, why they argue, you know, with the old expression, Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that's what you get with your politicians in Washington. They're fiddling around, as usual. And this has become the national standard. You know, screw around, don't do anything, and the public that sends you there and whose money you are spending gets the short end of the stick. And so now you see that more than ever, and many institutions will fall by the wayside. We don't have, even if we're printing the money, somehow you got to figure out how to keep the airlines running. Somehow you've got to figure out how to keep, especially transportation and infrastructure. That's more important than really anything else. And that's, you know, one of the things that the Eisenhower presidency brought to us, I don't know how many people remember back to this, the interstate highway system started as a result of Eisenhower being concerned because of his import and impact on World War II. He decided that we needed to have an interconnecting way to get from city to city so that in the event of a war, we could quickly transport things on major highways. That's why the interstate system was built. And so you look around, that's infrastructure that keeps our country together. Well, so are the airlines, so are the trucking companies. Without that stuff, you got, what do you have? Bupkis. Unless you're growing food in your backyard, because the food travels by truck. Some of it by air. But there's so much that we pay, that we take for granted, that we don't pay a lot of attention to. And now, that's, those systems are crumbling. And if these people don't do something about it, we're going to wake up to a really different America on January 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, how many bridges? Just, you know, I have a friend who's a geologist who works for the Port Authority in New York and New Jersey. And, I mean, in behind the scenes, they literally call them hold your breath bridges.
Yeah.
Because that's how bad they've just deteriorated. And people going over, you know, driving over these bridges every day, it's really scary. It's all across the country. It's not just, you know, New York, New Jersey.
It's despicable how these people waste, the fraud, the abuse, spending all the money that we do on building ships and more armament to blow ourselves up. And here, the things that keep the lifeline going in America are falling apart.
Right. Yeah. And then you go anywhere in Europe and you just see how the roadways are. I mean, they're
much
pristine.
Better than here.
It's amazing. It's
well,
so
part of
this
that
is something Democrats and Republicans can come together on. But
yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You know, it's like people agree that we need to invest in infrastructure. How come we can't? It's just
because
so
they can't get their act together. And that, I think, plays into number six as well on the countdown. This whole business of education, what's going on. I was talking to a friend of mine at dinner last night who is up visiting here in New England. His daughter just had a new baby, and we were talking about his son and what's going on in the school system outside of Houston that they go to. Basically, everything's closed down, and the children haven't gotten any, there's no maturity. You know, it's 6 months of nothing, basically. Looking at a screen doesn't give you social or intellectual maturation. It just doesn't. And so this situation goes on and on and on. I think there should be a mandate that kids go back to school, and that's it. That's my feeling about it. I think that keeping children out of school is that's the crisis right there. That's creating.
I think it depends
on
the age, though, because I have cousins who are in high school, and their grades have gone up because they don't have all the distractions of high school life.
How are they judging the grading, though?
It's the same system that it's always been. They have their assignments they have to hand in, and it's the same thing as being in the classroom, except they're at home in their rooms, and they don't have the distractions of high school life and flirting and all the hormones and everything else. So high school kids, I think, are doing better, but the younger kids who need the socialization are probably falling behind.
Hmm. So in that circumstance, let's go. You were talking, I think we were talking in another venue about what's going on in schools, not only the testing, but who's paying for it. The government hasn't been able to push this stimulus package through, so there's no funding going to education, which is a part of this play, Victoria, isn't it?
I do, yeah, I'm not sure how much money was supposed to be earmarked for schools, but I know it's more about small businesses, the airline industry, who's going to actually pay for a national testing system, because a lot of the states, you know, New Jersey, going before the pandemic, New Jersey was in a surplus. You know, we have a governor who's a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he whipped the state into good shape financially, and, you know, now we're in the hole because we were hit so hard. So I know some states have been irresponsible, and they don't balance their budgets, and they don't do everything the way that they should. So I understand the argument from the right, oh, well, we don't want to bail out deadbeat states. I get that. But then I'm in a state that's not a deadbeat state, and we need help. So I don't know where the answer is, but it just feels like there's just very little compromise. And we can't just paint everybody with the same broad stroke. Oh, well, all the states are deadbeat states, so they don't deserve any federal help. That's just not true.
I think they need to have some certain stipulations, though, because my state of California is trying to get money to bail out our pension problem. The pension problem exists far before COVID and should not be used with COVID relief money. We are running up our debt because we're trying to help people. We have no choice but to do it because people are suffering in this time of shutdowns and COVID-19. So help the people. Don't help the state that are trying to use this to fund their pension plan. Give me a break. I mean, it seems to me that if we took this thing piecemeal, like most businesses would do with line items, that we could actually maybe come to the table. But everybody's trying to push in their own special interest, and it's ridiculous. Help the people that legitimately need help because of COVID.
Yep.
Awful. All right, now, number 7 on the countdown, focus on race relations. Did you see the big to-do about Ice Cube, who says that his loyalty is to Black America, apparently has been collaborating with the Trump administration. God help us if a black guy talks to a white guy in the White House.
That's not the whole story, though. What's the rest
of the story?
He worked with both parties. That's not an endorsement for Trump or Biden.
Well, I didn't say it was. It's just that they're
how they treated information.
It's how the news media treated. My God, this guy should be hung.
It was kind of like Dianne Feinstein getting, I guess there's a liberal group that wants to kick Dianne Feinstein. They're calling on her to resign because she hugged Lindsey Graham at the hearings this week.
Oh, my God.
That's dangerous. I applaud Ice Cube for putting his money where his mouth is and working with whoever he thinks can advance his cause. And I applaud Dianne Feinstein for hugging someone who's her friend.
What is going on here? What is the matter with people? How do you get in this big
angry.
A hole?
And
yeah,
no
I guess that's
of
what
thought.
It is. Yep. All right, number 8, the relationship we have with China and Russia. We'll discuss that. That'll be a short conversation right after these words here in the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, but eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more with the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats, but the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now, Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, we still have a couple of items here in the moments remaining. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia. It seems to me it's getting worse and worse. The Chinese are getting more emboldened. They're invading our lives across the board. It's amazing. It's outrageous, the influence that they have now, and people don't even realize it. They've become very smart at this. They're the blowtorch. Russia is the hammer and sickle. They're banging. You know, Russia is just clumsy, and they do things because they can. The Chinese are a little more sophisticated, and they're a little, I think that because of that, they become a little more dangerous, frankly. The Russians are kind of out there. You know what they're doing. They're not, you know, they don't care. But the Chinese are, you know, they're much more, they're getting into our lives and into our head in different ways. We were talking about a guy who's doing an IMAX asteroid thing. Looked like a fascinating review. It's going to be on IMAX. The theaters, the asteroid thing, and it's financed by the Chinese, company.
We don't know how much of it is. There are a million production companies for every one movie, and so I don't know.
You know as well as I do, Victoria, that they shouldn't be in any of our movies. They should be in nothing.
They found their way into that industry because they want to protect their reputation, particularly in pop culture and
time.
In the
we made some
TV.
Chinese guys bad guys in the movies.
Well,
and TV.
Then talk to the FCC and tell them that China shouldn't be allowed to buy radio
that's
companies.
That's absolutely
either.
True. That's another.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the most blatant of all of them.
Yeah, it's really incredible what we're allowing ourselves to do in the name of money. Number 9, Roe versus Wade. That's part of the number one, I don't know. I'm so tired of listening to people talk about this because it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. We have to wait and see what comes out of this. But you're not going to stop her being confirmed. So, you know, what's next? How do you counter that stuff? That comes in time. Sports, number 10. The Dodgers have lost. That kind of stuff is all very important.
Well, you've got baseball and the NBA coming to an end. The Lakers mm-hmm. winning the NBA championship this week, and that was a big sports story.
Yeah.
Plus coronavirus in football. Holy smokes.
Well, yeah. Will the football season even end? Will it be over before it's really supposed to be over? How many teams have put off? I think the Patriots put off their game this week two or three times, didn't they? Some of the other teams as well are closing down locker rooms
Falcons
and stuff.
Falcons had to shut down too, yeah.
Yeah, right. So what does that portend for the end of the season? Food for thought, the top 10 stories on the countdown, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's now time for us to do a review of the top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through numbers 5 through 1. We start at 5, obviously. You want to wait for the big one at the end. But this is a big story, too, with the Airbnb requirements now. Why don't you go through that for us? Number 5, Victoria.
Well, Airbnb, you know, when the pandemic began, Airbnb was pretty much dead in the water. No one, including the higher-ups of the company, no one thought that it would survive. And then something interesting happened. People started traveling in the month of August, especially end of July, or August, depending on where you are in the country and how your state was affected by COVID. And Airbnb people felt they were safer going to an Airbnb than a hotel. And so Airbnb is now back and doing gangbusters business, and they're up 250% or something like that. And so that is expected to continue through the holidays because people don't necessarily feel comfortable visiting family and staying in the house, so they're renting Airbnbs in order to have a makeshift kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. So Airbnb has responded to that demand, and they have new measures now for cleaning and sanitation. And they did have a pretty good, we stayed in an Airbnb in mid-August, and we felt that they had a very good cleaning protocol, but now it's even stricter. And so the company has given all of the hosts until November 20th, right before Thanksgiving, to commit to the new health and safety guidelines. Guests also have to agree to the guidelines when they book the listing, meaning social distancing between the guests and the hosts or vice versa, and everyone has to wear a mask when you are around the guests or the host, and there's a five-step cleaning protocol, and they're now going to have these listings that are going to be considered or labeled as enhanced clean. So it's going to be even better than what it already is, and I think it's a smart move for Airbnb, and it's a very fun and safe way for families to still enjoy holiday travel.
All right. Number four, Yelp.
Right. So Yelp has been dealing with, since the pandemic began, between May 26th and September 30th, they have had more than 450 alerts on business pages that were either accused of or targeted with racist behavior. And so Yelp felt that they needed to do something because so many people use Yelp for every type of business, and they like to know who they're dealing with. So now, if you go onto a site, or if you go onto Yelp and you want to check out a restaurant or a hair salon or whatever the business may be, that you will see a new alert of that says business accused of racist behavior with news media coverage attached to it. So that way you can read what happened, and you can decide for yourself if you want to spend your money at that business.
Number three has become very controversial. Verizon announcing its 5G network, and this really strong opposition this week from the Small Business Association, who doesn't want anything to do with the 5G network nationally. I thought that was interesting, Victoria.
Verizon has expanded the 5G network, and they're now rolling it out. They're boosting the signal for things like stadiums, landmarks, national parks, museums, typically all the places where you have really bad cell service. So that's one thing that Verizon is focusing on. Is same thing with cities like New York and San Francisco, notoriously bad cell service. So they're rolling that out. They're already behind. AT&T and T-Mobile have been running their 5G coverage across the whole country. So Verizon has taken a long time to get to this point, but it does coincide with our number one story this week, which we will get to.
All right, number two first, though, banning Holocaust denial posts.
Yeah, Twitter's had a rough week. So now the update on Twitter is that they are now no longer going to censor any tweets from hacked materials. It will just be labeled as hacked materials, but you can still see what it is. Before that happened, the last battle that Twitter was fighting was about Holocaust denial. This is becoming a really serious, serious problem, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, and especially in pockets of Germany and Poland, which is really scary when you look at that historically. So now Twitter says that they will ban any posts that deny the Holocaust or that downplay the Holocaust. They said that there's a well-documented rise in anti-Semitism globally, especially among young people, which is really scary. And so Facebook has, earlier this week, they announced at first that they were going to be trying to combat anti-Semitism, and now Twitter has joined in as well.
Number one, Apple and their iPhone 12.
That's right. The iPhone 12 was announced this week, and four new models of iPhone 12s. That was more than what anyone thought, and it's all 5G wireless networks. Verizon timed their 5G network announcement to go along with the brand new iPhones. The good news is, if you're looking for an iPhone 12, you don't need to spend as much. They start at $699.
Whoopee. Wow, there's an incentive right there, huh? 59 past the hour. That's the overview of the hot tech news this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.